Is there any way that we could be certain of what God or Moses or Buddha or Jesus or Allah or Muhammad actually said, what their actually words or thought that they projected were through history?
If there is anything that you are wanting to understand, you have only to clarify it in your own mind and ask. Speak to them now, for they continue to exist, for there is not death but everlasting life. Talk to them. They will speak to you and through you. Your inner being is connected to all that is, through that passageway you have access to infinite knowing.
Is the value in this connection, or is the ability that would result from it, the same for each blended being today as it was for Moses or Buddha or Jesus or Muhammad in days gone by?
The intent of becoming a blended being is same. It is for the enhancement of not only the physical life experience, but for the enhancement of the greater inner being. You see, what is not understood by most physical beings is that while they are here experiencing life and learning and growing in this physical place and time, mm-hmm. that they are not the only ones benefiting by the experience. There is a realm of non-physical that are participating at another level with you while you participate here, you
see. I see. Yeah.
And so as you open your passageway, not only do you have greater access to infinite knowing, to an enhanced physical experience, mm-hmm. but all that is has greater access to your experience. The passageway is open, which benefits everyone on either side of it, so to speak.
What value would it be if I would make contact and actually hear the actual words and thoughts that have been transmitted by the great teachers of thousands of years ago?
If you are asking for them to repeat what they said then, there would not be tremendous value. If you are asking them what their position is now in relationship to that which you are now living, it could be of great value.
So then you're saying that those teachers are also continuing to learn?
Indeed.
Or move forward.
There is not death, therefore there is not ending.
How would this knowing manifest itself? In other words, would a person's hands start writing on pieces of paper, or would they start, their voice starts just speaking spontaneously, or would they be hearing voices inside of their head, or how would it come?
You are the creator of the experience, and as you define what you are wanting from it, you will be the creator of it. The intent of your inner being does play a role in this co-creation, however. Mm-hmm. And in some instances, as in the case of Esther, she came forth into this physical experience with very powerful intent to be speaker for Abraham. And so even though consciously she was not aware of it, as she grew closer to the opportunity, the experience expanded quickly for her, for she has been speaker for Abraham in many life experiences. Mm. It is a bit unusual.